My name is Matt Gonzalez. Welcome to my podcast, One Question with Matt G. My whole life I've been very curious, asking who, what, when, why, how. And that's what's brought me here to you. Every single week I'm going to have a special guest on and I'm going to ask them one question. What question am I going to ask them this week? Well, you'll just have to find out on One Question with Matt G. Today on One Question, my guest is Kristen Stamba. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Matt.
It is so nice. I don't always get to do these in person, but I prefer to do them in person.
I love it.
I also like people that take initiative, and you were like, I want to be on the show. I want to do this.
It's actually been a goal of mine.
Well, I'm happy to help. And I'm really excited what we're going to talk about today. So Kristen works at Insight Global, and she is a program director of Leadership Academy. She's also been a director of operations and run our sales organization. So a lot of experience. How long have you worked at Insight Global now?
January will be 13 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We're a bunch of weirdos. We know how to work at a place for a long time. Well, Kristen, I have one question for you.
All right.
How do you learn from losing?
Great question. I actually live with the concept you don't lose, you either win or you learn.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I think they're both winning, kind of. Learning is winning.
I agree. I think the whole concept and how I think about it, it's all about perspective.
Yeah.
In our business, our world, life, it's very easy for people to get frustrated, bogged down when things don't go their way. Where instead, if you just pause and you say, what did I learn from this?
Yeah.
What will I make sure, because this didn't go my way this time, I now work that into my routine, or I now work that into a conversation with a customer, or anything. I'm very impulsive. Don't know if you know this about me.
I did not know that about you. I am also impulsive.
Yeah. So it's probably gotten us in some trouble at times.
Amazon is my worst nightmare because it allows you to be as impulsive as you would like.
Yes. That's a good business model for them, for people like us.
Yeah.
But essentially it's gotten me in a little bit of situations, but for the most part, it's worked in my favor. If it hasn't, I learned from it,
mm-hmm.
like on big life things, like home buying. Like the first time I bought a home, super impulsive. Bought the first house I liked, right?
Yeah.
Didn't do a lot of due diligence, just wanted it. And like little things over time, I'm like, I don't like that about this house. Like, for example, a dual sink. Now I know anytime I go look for a house, I want
one big sink. Mm.
Shower pressure.
Yep.
Another big one.
I don't even know if I've ever checked that when I bought a house.
Oh, well, live in one where you learned you don't like it. You will make sure it's on your list for the next time.
I'm hoping not to move for many, many years.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's all about perspective. And I think, you know, also in parenting or just life outside of work, but inside of our job, I kind of think of our job and our business model almost like real estate,
yep.
where you can do everything right as our, you know, salespeople, everything correct in your power, and something can go wrong out of your power, out of your control. But if you just, instead of get frustrated, mad about budget not getting funded or, you know, the candidate taking another job, you just pause and you're like, all right, next time I'm going to ask if the budget's approved.
Yeah.
And you're always going to ask that every time because you learn the hard way. But none of this really matters or even counts if you don't take the action to try something.
Yeah. So what's the, like, let's walk me through like the process. 'Cause you know, there's a lot of different ways to define losing, to your point,
yeah.
right? It could be, you know, maybe you don't get the behavior out of your kids that you wanted, right? That could be, you could be like, I didn't do what I needed to do for them and they lost, you know, they got a bad grade or something, right?
Right.
At work, maybe it's a little bit easier, at least, especially if you're in a production role.
Yeah.
Right. You either got the sale or you didn't.
Correct.
Right. You either got the promotion or you didn't.
Right. But then it can get more complicated than that, right? Yeah. Like sometimes losing, however you want to define that, is getting really hard feedback.
Yes.
Right. Because it's a blow to your ego and feedback's hard. Right. So like, what's the process? Like, how do you coach people on that? Cause you get to do a lot of that as someone that works in Leadership Academy. Like,
yeah.
How do you help people through that?
I think it's anytime you see someone kind of taking a mental stance of frustration or being upset over anything, you kind of change their mindset or their perspective and you coach them to think, all right, what could we have done differently next time? Mm-hmm. Because the worst thing as a leader, you can have people under your charge do is like not feel safe making a decision. If you empower them to make a decision and they won or they learned, they still did it and they still knew that it could all be, you know, figured out if it didn't work out. So I think creating that like safety for your people, if you're a leader, of being like, let's just try it. And then showing them it's not the end of the world.
Yep.
If things don't go in your favor, because now you're always going to remember to ask that question the next time.
Yeah.
So I think creating that is really important. But I think the process, going back to your question or how it kind of works, is just flipping your perspective. Anytime I find myself being like, why is this happening? Or why did this not work out? It's like, okay, there's a reason. And I'm going to not allow that next time. I'm going to make sure I check the sink and that it's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important that, I haven't thought of this in a while, but, AAR, it's a military term, right? After action review. Like even if you think you won, you should really take a moment in anything to your point. You're talking a lot about like giving yourself that space and like, how did that go? Was it a win? Was it a loss? Why was it? What, even if I did win, what could I do better? Like, I think people struggle with that a lot. I know I do.
I love that point because I just started using AARing in my role. And even if it went great and we're on this high from a training or a meeting, it's like, what went well? What could we have done differently? Mm-hmm. And if you aren't always thinking through that lens, then you're not going to figure out different ways to do things. So that's a great point. So I love that point.
So we're giving ourselves space. We're AARing things. We're trying to apply stuff. I find a lot of times behavioral changes are really hard, really hard, right? You can add a thing you would say differently or maybe give yourself, okay, I need to have more, I need to be quicker with that. But like, how do you, when you're talking to someone or when they're trying like, oh, I got to fix this behavior. Like, what does that look like when you're trying to learn from mistakes and trying to learn from the past?
I think you have to learn from, we kind of have to let them fail a little bit. Let them learn from their own mistakes. If it's a behavior that you're trying to teach, it's kind of showing by doing that it works. You know, teaching the why, we talk about that a lot and through the behaviors. But some people with fixed mindsets that haven't actually just tried something.
Yeah.
Are harder to get to change a behavior. So encouraging, going back to being like, just try it. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know, really. And then they see it works, can help with behavior changes and adoption. But I don't think any behaviors change unless the person actually tries what we're wanting. Everybody's wanting to see.
They got to take the action.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Now you specialize in future leaders, and I know a lot of leaders that you've developed and promoted over the years. They're awesome, awesome people.
Thank you.
But how does it differ when you're trying to develop someone for leadership or someone is trying to develop themselves for leadership? How does that person win or learn, if you will?
I love that because it's this recent future leaders group we just did. It was the whole concept of their development plans were instead of just us just saying what to do, it's like they have to come to the next meeting with what they did. And it is that action. It is the AAR of the last month. What did I learn? And where did I see results and when? And what did I take away from it that I'm going to work into my future development skills? Because you really, I read this article really early on when I joined Leadership Academy, because I was trying to think of how do you train leaders? Because I do know it's different. And it's 10% like classroom mm-hmm. style, 20% coaching, mentoring, you know, your leader developing you. And then it's 70% doing. You just do it. Yeah. And then you learn.
You got to make those mistakes.
You have to. You've probably made some in your career. I've made a lot.
A lot.
But every time you grow from it. And the worst thing, you know, you can have in a leader is not courage to take action. You know, paralysis by analysis, and you don't do the things, and it's the same thing every day. You got to just get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's, I think whether you're trying to get good at anything or trying to be a leader, you got to get outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You got to get outside of your comfort zone. I think that's what people struggle with the most.
Yeah. I think anybody even pushing for another role here or any job for a promotion. You, until you actually try part of the job and you feel empowered to do the job and you feel safe to do the job, you're not just going to get that title. You have to do it, but you have to show that you can take the action and do the task. And then you feel like a brave person and you feel so high on like, oh my God, I just did that. And it feels great. And then it's like your confidence builds with the action.
As a manager, what's the best way to facilitate this kind of thing? Because that's really your job as a manager, right? To grow people.
Yeah.
So that they can perform better and better and better. But that can be really hard sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it goes back to, again, that 10, 20, 70, right? So as a leader, you know.
Wait, what's the 10%
classroom.
Okay.
20% coaching, mentoring.
Okay.
70% doing.
I love that.
So that 20% is where you as a leader, a manager, you play a part in your people to make sure you're coaching and mentoring, but then you, I don't want to say force, but you facilitate the action. You role play with them before they do it. You sit there with them while they do it. The first time, I'll just, you know, I'm trying to give examples so it's close to home, but, you know, calling that client to get interview feedback, let's say. You teach them how to say it. You make them role play it through, and then they call and get the feedback, and then they're not going to need you anymore because they've done it. It's that 70% doing that as a leader.
And maybe the first time they do it wrong.
They probably are going to
do it wrong. The second time they do it probably wrong, and so on and so forth, but eventually they'll get it.
Each time they learn something new, I bet you.
Yes, I 1,000% agree with that.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of be the facilitator to be like, no, it's okay, do it again.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay, fix that part, do it again.
Yep.
Fix that part, do it again. I got you. You're okay.
Yeah.
It's going to get better.
That safety. You know, and just making them think, you know, oh, next time I'm going to ask this question differently.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes part of their DNA and they get better and better and better and better. And you can scale that across sales, you can scale that if you're developing for leadership. You can scale that in every aspect of life.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess the opposite of that is just doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I think if you think about people that fail, if you will, or maybe lose, we were talking about this a little bit before, like how do you lose? Well, you lose by maybe not making those pivots, not getting better, right? Not adjusting your game plan. That's how you ultimately lose.
Yeah. It's the definition of insanity, right?
It
you're
is.
Doing the same thing over and over. But, if you're doing that, an example, you could be winning because you're in a comfort zone, right? You could be continuously to do the same thing. So you're getting the same thing. But if you pushed yourself a little bit, you could get so much more. You could be leaving things on the table in so many aspects if you're not just taking that extra step or that extra action, or I'm going to try something different out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. Kristen, what's the biggest learning lesson or loss that you turned into a win from learning from it?
Well, the house buying thing, but in work.
A big one. Look, by the way, just to back you up there, the second house we ever owned, we were so ready to get out of our old house. It was so old that we had rats. We just wanted out. My wife was pregnant. We went to the first new build we had ever been to, and we're like, take it. And we only made it a year and a half. We were too close to power lines. We didn't pick the right backyard.
Yep.
There was a million things. So you're not by yourself with the house thing.
Yes.
Lots of people have been
good,
there.
Good. I'm trying to think from work because there's countless things. I think most of mine, like growth moments, come from when I was challenged and like coached, mm-hmm. by my leader, and then I had to take the action. I remember early on in my leadership development, before we had leadership behaviors, before those were named, I had a development plan where it was having tough conversations, not with people that reported to me, but my peers.
That can be really hard for people.
Very hard. And so I had to weekly report to my leader where I had a hard conversation. And so it was that 70, I had to go do it because I knew he was going to follow up and hold me accountable to have those conversations. But also he didn't want me looking for things that weren't a problem.
Right.
So it
had
like
to be
this,
genuine and authentic.
It had to be genuine. And I had to like actually show that I learned. And it's funny because courage to take action has been a leadership behavior of mine, my entire leadership development career. And in my role now, I see where I'm just doing things. And I'm like, I already had that conversation. I already talked to this. I already addressed it. There's so much more confidence I have, but I credit it all to like probably some conversations I had wrong. Mm-hmm. And I learned from them. I think of more conversations I've had wrong than right that I learned from. The good ones are good. The good ones you won. Everybody's happy. The ones that are tough and I leaned into situations and didn't go in my favor, I learned about that person. I learned about myself.
Yeah.
I learned. And so I think it's like, if I were to summarize it, it's all of job. Like it's been a 5-year journey for me to get to where I am now for this one type of winning or learning scenario.
I think about that a lot. Like people sometimes are like, well, what do you regret? Or do you have regrets? And people have regrets, but if you do what you're talking about well enough, Kristen, those you don't really have regrets because you learned from them and you got better. But when I think of things that I regret, it's when I've made the same mistake over over again, or I didn't learn, or I said I learned and I didn't really like put it into action, like you said.
Yeah.
And so I think that's important for people to think about, like, what am I doing different now than I was 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 5 years ago, whatever it may be? Have I changed that behavior?
Yeah.
Take away that stigma of change. I think people get really worked up about change sometimes when change is the biggest signifier of growth. It means you're growing, you're getting better, you're learning new things.
100%.
Well, any other advice for people as they're on this journey of winning and growing and learning?
And learning and not losing.
Not losing.
No
losing allowed.
Biggest advice is take the action. Jump on those moments. If it's as small as making that one phone call or it's as large as renegotiating, you know, an MSA by yourself, anything that it might be, take those action moments and learn from them. If you're listening and you're finding yourself something that's been weighing on you and you're like, I'm just going to do it. This is your sign. Go do it. And feel safe knowing that you're either going to win or you're going to learn from that moment.
Ah, that's great. Well, thanks for being on the show, Kristen.
Thanks, Matt.
I'd love to have you on another time. We got to think of more questions.
I would love it.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.